ABC Radio Australia.
While Papua New Guinea is in lockdown because of coronavirus, there's another disease that's been confirmed in the country that could have wide-ranging impacts. The government's confirmed that more than 300 pigs have died in the country's highlands from African swine fever. It has already killed a quarter of the world's pig population, and this fever has no vaccine, which means that PNG has been on high alert for months over fears that it would end to Papua New Guinea. Pigs, as we know, are a crucial part of the culture in Papua New Guinea, as they are in other parts of the Pacific as well. And MAF's deaths could create huge social upheaval. Our PNG correspondent, Natalie Whiting, joins us now with the latest. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Charlie.
Now, let's start with, what is African swine fever?
So as you said in your introduction, it's quite a deadly disease to pigs. Now, it doesn't affect humans, but it is very deadly when it comes to pigs. And this is something we've been seeing spreading through the world, particularly in the last sort of 6 to 12 months. And already, yes, it's estimated a quarter of the world's pigs have died. So it's very infectious. It spreads through infected tissue. So it can be one pig coming in contact with another pig and infecting it, or it can also pass through them eating infected or coming into contact with infected animal meat. So there's a few options there, but you can obviously understand if it's being passed from pig to pig, just how infectious this disease can be.
And no doubt how worried local farmers in Papua New Guinea are. So what do we know about the government's announcement and the 300 dead pigs in the country's highlands?
Yeah, so the Agriculture Minister, John Simon, fronted the press over the weekend to announce that that they had discovered 336 pigs killed by African swine fever in Mendi in the Southern Highlands. They said that they'd sent the samples off to Australia to confirm, and it is confirmed that these 336 pigs have been killed by African swine fever. So he said that they're sending officers there to try to contain it to that area of the Highlands, but they have confirmed it's definitely African swine fever.
And we have a little grab of the Agriculture Minister to play?
Yes, that's right, Tali. Apologies. Yes, this grab is the Minister explaining the fact that they found it in the Highlands, which is not exactly where they were looking for it. They were suspecting it would be, you know, that potentially a contaminated pig would arrive from another country. So they are a little confused, I guess, to see it turn up in Mendi.
Like we were looking at Indonesia, the border between Papua New Guinea and Indonesia, and through all our the normal trade routes. While we were keeping an eye on the trade routes, all of a sudden, it happened up at Mendi. And with 336 pigs already dead, it's like it's a shocking to us. So how comes it ended up in Mendi?
Obviously, some big questions being asked. Now, there have been reports of African swine fever in Papua New Guinea for the past few weeks. Obviously, the global concern has put the local farmers on very high alert. But this is the first time it has been confirmed by the government. Isn't that right, Nat?
Yes, that's right. We did see some pictures circling on social media with people saying that pigs were dying up in this area. At that point, I did contact the authorities, and at that stage, they didn't think it was African swine fever, but obviously confirmed now. They said that these pig deaths have occurred within March. But as I say, the samples have been sent off. It has been confirmed.
And this is no doubt a blow for the food source in Papua New Guinea, obviously with a contagious disease like this affecting pigs, but also the cultural way that pigs are used in Papua New Guinea as well.
That's exactly it, and especially in the highlands, it more so than even any other area of Papua New Guinea. Pigs aren't just used as food. They're used in traditional ceremonies such as bride price ceremonies. Mm-hmm. They're used to settle conflict between different tribes. They hold a really important place, even just for celebrations, for marking occasions. They are very significant. And on a personal economic level as well, you know, there are families who will raise a pig for a year, sell it, and that's how they pay for school fees for their kids to go to school. So it really can't be understated the impact that this disease will have, not just on pigs being a food source, but on the cultural and economic functioning of PNG's highlands.
Absolutely. You're listening to Papua New Guinea correspondent Natalie Whiting. So, Natalie, the big question is what efforts will be made to stop the spread of African swine fever, especially when there are so many COVID-19 measures currently taking place? What can the people in Papua New Guinea do to stop the spread of African swine fever?
Well, as you say, it's terrible timing to have this disease arrive at a time when the country's efforts and attention is so focused, understandably, on defending against COVID-19. The Agriculture Minister, John Simon, has told us that he has sought permission from the police minister for his officers, the Nakuya officers, to be able to travel up to these areas, because obviously there's a restriction on travelling between the provinces as part of PNG's COVID-19 lockdown. So they have sought permission to be able to go to the area to try to contain it there. The Agriculture Minister has said that he's hoping to get some money so that they can adequately respond to this, but he's acknowledged it's a very difficult time to be trying to get funding. He also said that that they're calling on people in these areas to take action themselves. Here's what he had to say.
Now, we are also encouraging those in the highlands, in those three provinces, to start slaughtering their pigs and start doing that. I have talked to the three governors, and I'll be talking to the other open members to get help and assistance from them as well at this difficult time, and see what we can do and how we can contain this problem.
No doubt it's not going to be an easy task, Nat. So what has the reaction been like in Papua New Guinea since the confirmed cases have been announced?
Just a huge amount of concern, Tali, as you would imagine, concern about it spreading. I think it's going to take a little time for word of this, the fact that it is confirmed African swine fever, for that to reach more people, but for the people that have already heard these early reports or the people in these areas, it's a huge amount of concern. And concern as well, we heard earlier from the Agriculture Minister that the confusion around how exactly the swine fever turned up in Mendi. He's concerned that perhaps it was infected meat that was consumed by the pigs. Pigs in that area often eat at the dump, so he said the only thing he can think of is that perhaps it was some kind of infected or poor meat quality that's been brought in and eaten by the pigs. And that's going to raise concerns as well, concerns about fake food goods or food goods of poor quality is a big issue in PNG. And the Agriculture Minister has tied the two together by saying maybe this is what's caused it. So that's only going to elevate concerns around the quality of food being brought in for people as well.